podcast. Hello, hold my bread. Hold my breaders.
Hold my breadies. They're my breads.
Loafers. What are we?
Oh, the loafers.
Yeah.
Penny loafers.
No, those are shoes. We didn't shoe. I can't hear myself.
We're a
Turn up my cans.
We're a shoe cast.
Crank them cans. There we go. Now there we go. Yeah. All right. Welcome to the podcast. Jeff Sheen's back. Eric Monocle is here as always. I'm here as always.
Hello.
I'm back.
How was the trip? From the middle of the country. Oh, the middle of the country.
The heart of the country.
Yep.
God's
Indianapolis.
Country.
You know, I got to see what's going on out there.
How was it?
Michigan, I got to see what's going on out there.
What's going on out there?
Minnesota, I got to see.
What's going on out there?
It was chilly.
Chilly Willy.
It's a cold place to be. And they like beer.
They do like beer. Because it's so cheap out there. It runs like water out there.
Cheap, dude.
Cheap as hell.
Uh-huh. You need it. It's too cold. You got
to
drink.
It's Budweiser country.
Yeah, them hillbillies like to have a good time.
That's right, they do. They like to fight. They like to fight fucking, what's a third F? Finance.
Fist each other.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
My
wow.
God.
Wow. Truly escalating.
Holy mackerel.
They don't like, you know, there's some states in the Midwest where sodomy is still a crime.
Right.
So I don't think
you
they.
Know, kids could listen to this.
They better not. No kids allowed.
They should.
This is like an Adult Swim podcast. Adults only.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, get in.
19-year-old guys.
Yeah, you gotta be 18 or older to get in this thing. We keep it, I like them young and young and hairy. I don't know.
Good to be back.
Welcome back to the podcast. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Did we all have a good Valentine's Day?
I had a great
Valentine's Day. I went to the Pacers game, which the Pacers beat the Nets.
Oh, nice.
It was very good. Very satisfying.
Did you end up on the kiss cam?
No, we didn't. They did have the kiss cam. They had a smooth dance cam, and nobody wanted a smooth dance. They just kissed. So, double kiss cam.
What's a smooth dance?
It's just as bad as it sounds. They just were like, they wanted you to be like, ooh,
did they have a fist cam?
Yeah, it was fun. Pacers won. We tried to go to Buffalo Wild Wings after that.
Yeah, it was closed.
Yeah, they were closed. Then we walked in and the lady was like, we're closed for renovations. And
yep.
Like,
you know why I think they were closed? Because they were probably like, no one in their right mind is going to take someone to Buffalo Wild Wings for Valentine's Day. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, I tried to take a date there.
Yeah, that's insane.
I have a gift card.
It was just, I have a gift card.
Oh, God, you're going to use a gift card on Valentine's Day to Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
I was going to let her pick the sauce.
Look, if you were a stock... If you were a stock, I would tell her to sell.
Yeah.
Sell on you.
Any sauce she wanted.
I'm about to short your relationship. That's what I'm going to do.
Caribbean jerk.
Oh.
Could have been hers.
You take her somewhere else, she might have given you the Caribbean jerk. You know what I mean?
Well, no, we didn't end up going to Buffalo Wild Wings because they were closed.
Where'd you go? You go to Target?
You went to that Applebee's right next to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
There was a wait.
No, you didn't have an Applebee's gift card. It doesn't have an Applebee's gift card.
That's true.
There was a wait at that Applebee's.
Of course there was.
What?
Jack and I.
A lot of people want to go to Applebee's.
Jack Comstock, friend of the show, we went to the Taco Bell in Union Square, and there was a huge crowd there, and we waited, and it was totally worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe buying some Taco Bell stock. I got those new Taco Bell fries. Have you had those?
I have not.
My God. We went back and got a double order. We were also very high. But
are they just fries?
They're French fries, but they're good. They're crispy, and they're covered in this spicy sauce, and then they give you cheese to dip them in.
Stay in your lane, Taco Bell.
Yeah. I mean, you think that, but then you have these fries. They're good.
I don't know. Taco Bell's just kind of like getting crazy.
Well,
Burger King. Burger King with we got Cheetos stuffed with macaroni and cheese or whatever they have. What are those things called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Flaming Hot Cheetos
macaronis. With macaroni and cheese inside. Yeah.
Is that exactly? Did I just describe it?
I thought I was just
kind of making it up, but it's actually in my brain.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's gross. And these, you know, McDonald's is just fine, you know? You know, you don't need to go get some craziness at Burger King. Taco Bell.
No, McDonald's had some misses, though. They've tried some products that you're like, come on.
McDonald's knows what it's doing.
I'm the only one.
They put a Whopper and a wrap. I'll allow it.
I'm the only one. That's a crime against nature.
Nah, it's fine.
I'm going to just slap my meat in between this tortilla and wrap it up. That's disgusting.
Whoa, watch where you're slapping your meat.
Slap your meat between the tortilla.
Hey.
I'm the only one in the room that had these French fries from Taco Bell. They are delicious. I don't like Taco Bell, really, but these fries are worth it.
Yeah?
Yum. I say yum.
They're just French fries with the
good
Doritos powder
fries
on them or something?
No. They're like spicy, a little spicy. They're good. They're good. So that's how Jeff shows his love on Valentine's Day.
We didn't end up going to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Where'd you
end
up going?
Yeah, but the intent was there.
I mean,
did she know that you were going to play? So you showed up and it was closed. So she knew that you were going to Buffalo Wild Wings. She knew that was your plan.
No, I didn't have a plan
at all. Oh, even better. Even better.
So what happened after you couldn't get in?
I was winging it.
You just looked at each other like, well, what do you want to do?
No, we were walking, and I was like, you know, I like to just walk, you know? And if I see something like a restaurant that like catches my, you know, just like, and this seems like it's got a good atmosphere. Let's go in there and check it out. It was like a fun adventure.
Where'd you go?
And I joked about Buffalo Wild Wings, and she was like, let's go check it out, you know? And I was like, okay. Couldn't go in.
But secret, you're like, I have a gift card, yes!
It would have been great. But we went to a Cuban restaurant.
Oh, okay. That she picked out.
No, I knew. I've been to it before. It was, you know, it was in the area. I knew about it.
Get a nice Cuba Libre.
Yeah, I got a little entree. Little beer. Mm. You know?
Sounds like a lovely evening.
It was a nice evening. You know, it started to rain at the end, so we had to run, you know, a little bit. Like, you know, like you're running. Ooh. Oh, but it's like not raining super hard after nice. It was just a romantic evening.
Yeah.
You know?
Sounds like a good way to spend a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I had a good time. There was really no love in the stadium at the Barclays. That was nice. I forgot for a moment it was Valentine's Day. I was just so lost in the game of sport.
Oh yeah, there's no love in the Backus house.
No love. No love in there.
No love in basketball.
I'm a cage.
Basketball.
Mm-hmm. I'm a locked cage, baby.
Oh, boy, he's a locked cage.
Well, there's different ways to show your love. Did you know that you can go to the Sistine Chapel? I read an article. Article. Six ways the ultra. Did you hear me? Did you hear how I said that?
Take it easy.
Six ways the ultra wealthy have said I love you. What's the best way you've said I love you? I don't know. For $33,000, you can spend a half hour, or no, it's a whole hour, in the Sistine Chapel. 30 minutes. It costs roughly 25,000 euros to book the Sistine Chapel for a private 30-minute visit. So for $30,800, you can sit for 30 minutes in the Sistine Chapel by yourselves. Doesn't that sound lovely?
Well, look at that.
Oh, and you get a trendy restaurant meal. Oh, is this not in, that's not interesting to you?
I mean, if you're walking by the Sistine Chapel.
And the Buffalo Wild Wings is closed, I guess we'll go to the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, you know, some fancy stuff.
Yeah. All right, fine. Forget it.
Well, I want the corrections over with. We're back up.
I mean, some of my stuff's back up,
Some of it is not up at all.
My MoviePass is dead. MoviePass, I'm going to ride MoviePass on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose all the money I put into MoviePass.
So for the listeners, I don't know if we ever mentioned it, or did you mention talking about it? There was the investors meeting.
Yeah, I mentioned it a little bit on the last podcast, and there was an investor.
I zone out a lot.
Yeah, you talked about it last time.
There was an investors meeting. I got an email about an investors meeting, and I wanted to go, and I just didn't make it. And then I'm pretty sure they voted, and they just agreed, like, hey, we're all going to sell. Everyone sell. And then I didn't go to the meeting. I missed out because I woke up and my MoviePass is like at $5. It's going to zero out. So.
Yeah.
Curses MoviePass. My first loss.
I mean, it's still doing all right.
No, it's not doing all right. I have like over $100 in there and I'm going to lose it all.
Oh, what do you got? What's it at right now?
It's like $5 right now. I bought in at like way above $5.
So if you pulled out now, how much money would you be having?
I'd probably get like $30.
$30, you know?
That's enough to buy a MoviePass.
Get your $30 out.
MoviePass is dead. Cancel MoviePass. Helios and Matheson, you fuck me.
Get your 30, you know.
I should have gone to that meeting.
I'll never miss a meeting again. In fact, I got one about Tesla. I got an email about Tesla, so I'll be going to that one for sure.
we all know Tide, right? Tide?
Yeah, Tide Pods, very hot right now.
Tide Pods.
Yep.
And you know, I didn't really even notice this though. Somebody brought it up. You know, with the Super Bowl commercials, you know?
How they had all of them?
Tide commercial.
Yeah, they had a great marketing campaign.
That whole marketing campaign. You know, Tide commercial. Yep. But like, if you think about it, that was all just one company. That was all just Procter & Gamble. It owns Old Spice. It owns Tide. They just advertise all of their stuff and just put their stuff in their already having stuff.
Yeah, it's crossovers.
Yeah, they just cross. It's all their products. It's all one umbrella.
Yeah, it's like people were like, how can they get away with this Old Spice commercial, Tide commercial? How can they do this? It's like, it's all the same
company.
Yeah, it's all the same company.
Yeah, and Procter & Gamble is now coming up.
Yeah, they're on the up.
Because they just advertise all of their products.
Mm-hmm.
So
Old Spice is back. They got the funny guy in the horse. He's there.
Yeah, they were down. They were down for the past month, and now they're starting to creep right back up. There was a big fall. And I really think that advertisement campaign is going to bring them right back into the high 90s.
Well, maybe look into
And we're at low 80s right now.
Look into old P&G.
$10 game.
Procter & Gamble. That's your pick. Cool.
I'm going Procter & Gamble.
All right.
My fucking
You want to know what's up, which is kind of depressing, and why it's up?
Oh, what? Bump stocks?
Smith & Wesson's parent company after the school shooting.
I mean, we talk about this every time. Every time there's a shooting, gun stocks go up.
Rose 4.5%.
It'll probably go up 10 tomorrow.
It's probably going to go up a lot more in the next couple days because it's like the way people are talking.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you want to be evil, make some money.
Yeah.
Which is up your alley.
Buy gun stocks.
Yeah.
But that's brutal. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep, it'll go up 10%. And then it'll level off, go back down because nothing's going to happen. And then this will just keep, you could probably just become a gun stock investor and make 100 grand just by just waiting every couple of months. Oh, shooting again? Time to make $3,000.
Yeah, then you just better be good at keeping a secret, because if you tell anyone that's what you're doing, you're going to be the most despised person among your friend group. What does Jeff do for a living? Oh, he invests in tragedy.
He just waits for a mass shooting, then invests in gun stocks.
Yeah.
And he's pulling in six figures. You could. You could pull in six figures. That's terrible.
I refuse to participate.
What,
In this conversation?
In this conversation?
I refuse to participate.
I mean, I'm not wrong that you could do it. I'm not saying do it.
Let's talk more about Buffalo Wild Wings. The CEO has a new plan, and you know what his plan is? I just read it. He's going to go in and ask the employees, what would you do if you were in charge?
Oh, an undercover boss situation.
Uh-huh, undercover boss. Undercover baby. Undercover boss. Yeah, apparently he saved Arby's, and now he's looking to save, because Arby's bought, we all know this, Arby's bought Buffalo Wild Wings. They went in, and now that's his plan, is to go in and ask him, what do you think? What do you guys think? What would you do if you were in charge of Buffalo Wild Wings? Definitely keep them open.
I wouldn't change
on Valentine's Day.
I think they're fine. Well, I'm willing to take dates there.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
I can't imagine the employees having any great information that's going to make their stock rise that much. Or maybe, I guess I'm just being cynical there, but I don't know. What suggestions do you have for Buffalo Wild Wings? Other than maybe lower your prices. That would be my suggestion. I'd be like, please lower the prices because I can't afford to eat here because I work here.
What happened to the energy in here?
Well, someone start talking about guns.
Yeah, and you brought it up.
Yeah, but I'm not the one that was talking about how I would profit off
I'm
of it.
I'm not saying that I would. I'm just saying
I prefaced it by saying it's
people
sad news.
Can. Yeah, I'm saying it was a terrible thing, too. I'm just saying you legit can. That's how bad it is these days.
Yeah, but you were awfully excited when you were talking about
it. I wasn't excited. I wasn't grinning or nothing.
Oh, you were grinning. Your nipples got a little hard.
Oh,
it was weird.
Get the heck out of here.
It was weird.
Matt got quiet.
Your nipples almost ripped through that Calvin Klein sweater you have
they
on.
They did not rip through this Calvin Klein sweater.
They almost did.
I'm just saying it's crazy that that's what you can do. Like, there's people that do that.
That's why this happens. You said doo-doo. All right.
That's why what happens?
That's why these...
Are you saying a mass shooting is part of big gun conspiracy?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not saying this is like a thing, but this is why nothing's being done by it, because every time there's a shooting, a bunch of rich assholes in suits make a fuck ton of money.
Oh, the NRA guys.
Yes, these cocksuckers.
Mm-hmm. And they're in power.
All right. Well, they're closing JCPenney's, too. Eight stores. Closing eight stores in 2018. That doesn't seem like very many. It seems like it should be way more.
JCPenney?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Now you're going after JCPenney?
JCPenney's closed eight stores in 2018. That doesn't even seem like a news story. That seems like something that happened yesterday. We should even, I mean, eight stores.
What, JCPenney's? What does the JCPenney even sell?
Nothing. That's their problem.
Do they sell guns?
Not anymore. They don't. They're sold out.
Now I'm just gonna start needling.
Yeah, you're really trying to trigger people on this one, huh?
Oh God.
Do you guys read? What was the last book you read?
What?
What do you mean what?
What last book I read?
Yeah. Yes. Did I stutter?
What's this? I don't know.
I'm just asking.
The monster. Was it called The Monster or something?
Oh man.
Why?
You didn't even read the title. Barnes & Noble stock is lower than it's ever been. It's like $4 a share right now. They'd be closing Barnes & Nobles.
Well, that makes sense. Barnes & Noble is like Blockbuster here. People aren't getting their books. They're not getting hardcover books as much as
Amazon's
digital.
Yeah.
Well, I think people like to have a physical book. I'm just saying people are getting their physical books from Amazon. Right? Am I right?
Yeah, you just order it off Amazon.
Yeah.
And Amazon now has stores.
What? Oh, you're right. The one without the cashiers.
Yeah, there's Amazon stores. You just get a book there.
Right.
Yeah.
Me.
What?
Well, $4, $4.65. That's the lowest it's ever been. So now is not a good time to get in on Barnes & Noble. Even though there's one in Union Square, pretty nice.
That Barnes & Noble?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's like
that's
five,
where I got the book I last time.
What's the last book you read?
I think it's called The Monster or something. Mm. And it was, I got halfway through, and then I left it on a plane. So I don't know what happened.
Mm.
And I don't know if I want to buy it again.
You could probably just look up how it ends.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
They make a movie?
I was like legit in the middle. I was half.
It's got a Wikipedia
halfway
page.
Halfway through, and I put it on in like, you know, the.
So clearly it wasn't very good.
You put it in the seat. Why did you put it in the seat back? Did you put it in the seat back?
I put it in the seat back. And then when the plane landed, I just got up and left.
I understand. Like,
oh, it's still on the plane. I left it on the plane.
Would you do that?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, you can put a book back there.
I've left notebooks in the seat back. I've left books there.
I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah, you should see. He's got a whole list of things he's left in seat back.
I don't want to jinx myself, but I don't lose stuff. I don't. Why would you do? Just put it back in your bag.
You don't lose stuff,
you don't
huh?
Lose
How's
stuff?
That movie stock doing?
Hey,
come on.
That movie pass, huh? Don't lose, huh?
That's a low blow.
Yeah.
Come on. All right.
You stink, buddy.
You know the number one rule of this podcast is don't lose money, and I've broken that rule.
What do you got? You got
see
your face?
Target is supposed to do same day delivery now.
That's cool.
Look at that.
They're going to introduce same day delivery.
Well,
there you go.
Does Amazon do same day delivery yet? Are they testing it? Has this happened yet?
Yeah. When's the drones coming? Amazon's got drones,
that's
right?
That's true. Where's that at? Is that in California? They probably have it out there.
They got some areas with drones, I think.
Where there's cool weather.
Yeah. You gotta...
Not in the windy city of Chicago and New York. It's windy here too, you know.
Yeah, it's breezy here.
It's breezy. The breezy. Yeah. That's what they call New York, the breezy city.
Mm-hmm.
The big breezy.
So, Target, you're saying?
They expect Target to go up because of the same day delivery.
Hmm.
Well, what a hot time to be alive. I got a little bit of money set aside because I lost some in my movie pass. So I have a little money set aside for a rainy day. So maybe I'll put it into Target.
Yeah?
Or I might buy a new pair of shoes. I haven't decided.
You just bought a new pair of shoes.
I know, man. I'm feeling hot, though. I want to buy another pair of shoes. I got a little bit of that cash from the UVXY. When the whole Dow crashed, I made a little bit of money off that.
The
so.
Shoes you bought, though, you said you're not even going to wear until the spring.
That's true.
You're wearing them all? Well, it's kind of like spring outside right now.
I wore them last night to the basketball game.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I took them out on a nice date. Took them to the Valentine's Day basketball game. It was great. Took a photo with them. It was awesome. So
you took a photo with your shoes?
I mean, kind of. I took a picture of my shoes. It was kind of a joke.
Why was it kind of a joke?
Because I didn't actually take a picture with my shoes. If I just hold them up like to my sides and just like.
That would have been nice.
I mean, you know, there's always time. But yeah, I think about buying another pair of shoes. Same pair of shoes, different color. Ugh, I'm a bad boy.
You going to get a bunch of the same shoes?
Different color, I said.
Huh. What are these shoes?
Huarache Drifts.
So invest in Nike.
Yeah, invest
because
in Nike.
Because this guy's just buying the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
So they should be making some money off this guy.
Exactly. They're about to make a cool couple hundo.
Yeah, if you want to make money off of companies making money off of Matt, go Nike and Shake Shack.
Yeah, you know me. I invest in the things I like.
Speaking of Shake Shack.
Are they up?
They're up. They beat their earnings.
Yeah, earnings. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, the day of love, but also
earnings call.
A lot of people reported earnings.
Yep. Shopify reported. They did well, I think.
You have Shopify still, don't you?
Yeah, I still got it. I'm still long on that, baby.
Even though
I sold half of it and I bought some Visa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did. You took my advice.
I bought a little bit of Visa.
Good for you. It went up, didn't it? It's gone up.
It's gone up.
So is Microsoft.
Yeah. Because everyone needs a Visa.
Yeah, the credit cards aren't going anywhere.
You know? They're not going nowhere.
No way.
In America, you got to have a Visa.
Yeah, by God.
You know,
my
don't go.
God.
You got what? Eric, what do you got? You got a Visa?
I got a Visa.
I got a Visa,
a MasterCard, and a Discover.
Get the hell! You got all three?
We don't take
got
that.
All
we
three.
Don't, we
you
don't
got the big
that.
Three over
got
there.
The big three.
I actually have a MasterCard. I don't even have a Visa.
And they're all maxed out.
Do you really have a Discover card?
I do have a Discover card. It was one of the first credit cards I got.
Really? I didn't think anybody got this.
Yeah,
well, no, an American Express. Well, American Express is like business dudes.
Yeah,
it?
American Express, you have to pay back the entire balance, don't you?
Is that it?
I thought that's what the deal with American Express.
I thought that was the point of all credit cards.
Well, yeah, eventually you have to pay it back. Yeah,
yeah, but you can.
Or you could die. I mean, you could also do that.
Yeah, you can always run away.
Yeah, it's die and then become a burden.
You gotta Discover, huh?
Yeah, one of the first. I think it was the first credit card I ever got was a Discover.
What do you think Discover's trading at? Visa, I bought at what was it? 110.
I'm going to say then Discover is probably like 83
on Discover.
So that's my guess.
Well, let's Discover here.
What a discovery.
Because then let's figure out what's the best credit card, you know, company.
Ooh, you said come.
Oh, my goodness.
You said it, not me. I'm just pointing it out.
D-I-S-C-O.
I'm all about the listeners. Somebody
7857.
Oh, beat me to it. 7857.
Way off.
It's actually up. Mm-hmm. 1.21%.
Apple stock's up, too. Warren Buffett bought a bunch of Apple stock, and it helped it bump up a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw that.
So Discover's at 73. MasterCard, 174.
Ooh-wee. Shoo-wee. Oh, you know what I've been watching? You guys watch any of that Dirty Money on Netflix?
I have not. No.
I watched it, the whole thing, all of the episodes.
Is that the program that you were texting us saying that we should all get together and watch?
Yes, we should. I'll rewatch them. They were great.
I saw a little bit of the one about Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Where they tricked everybody.
Yeah, fuck Volkswagen. Don't buy Volkswagen. They're evil. They're still evil. They really start that whole episode out with like being like,
yeah, that guy hates Volkswagen.
Yeah, well, then they started out by being like, they show you this old black and white footage, and it's literally Hitler being like, yes, this is a good car. This will be a good car.
Wait, that's why they're evil? Just because it was Hitler's ride?
I mean, it was literally, yeah, the Volkswagen was literally designed to, like, buy Nazis.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Well, their marketing then did a pretty nice job. Because
that's what they said.
Volkswagen's considered, like, it's a family vehicle,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what they said. In this episode, they showed it. They were like, it started out as, like, designed by Nazis. And in the 60s, the van came out, and everyone was like, peace and love, man. But it's like, that's a Nazi, that's a fucking Nazi mobile.
Yeah, originally you could only get it in white.
Exactly. And it only went straight. It doesn't turn. Only straight. Yeah, I watched the Volkswagen episode. They do an episode about Valiant, which is like the company that Martin Shkreli got arrested, I think, working for.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a good episode. Valiant, you can still buy Valiant stock, even though they are also...
Can you?
Motherfuckers. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, I guess. But yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not gonna, but just watch it. It's great. You can buy Valiant stock. It's low, but it's not as low as it should be.
Valiant Pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, them.
Oh, yeah.
They're evil.
1867.
Yeah.
They're up 0.3.
Yeah, evil.
So
wouldn't it just be easier to explain why a company isn't evil? I just assume that all companies are evil.
True. But this is, like, real evil, like, where they were, like, charging people with, like, that were sick, that needed, that could barely, like, that. There's a lady in the episode where her... Every year, she pays $280,000 for her medicine to live. If she doesn't take it, she will die. And they jack the prices up so high that that's how much it costs to live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what
does she do for a living? How does she afford that? Or I guess she just doesn't.
She does. Because if she didn't, she would die.
They were trading at... She could have bought in at 14, and they're trading at, you know, at one point they're at 23.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
she just bought some of Valiant stock.
I think she's
invest in the company that's fucking you. That is your strategy.
Put 200 grand into Valiant, you know? All of a sudden, like, I'm a shareholder now, baby.
It all comes back to this, Jeff Sheen, if they're going to fuck you, at least make some money off of it.
Yeah, that's my philosophy.
Become a major shareholder, go to the meeting, and be like, hi, I have a suggestion. I'm dying, we could really lower these prices. That would be fantastic.
I think she's a little concerned with her.
You guys are fucking me? And now I own a good chunk of your company.
So you're all fired. You are all fired.
So we're going to change the direction of this company, and we're going to lower prices so I can afford them.
Also, we're going to pivot. We're going to open up a wing restaurant and try and compete with Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. See?
No more drugs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can always buy what's trying to kill you.
What? You can always buy what's trying to kill you.
It kind of makes
truly
sense.
Truly a philosopher's statement.
Yeah. Put that on a shirt.
Put that on a fucking hat.
That's a tattoo. That should be your first tattoo.
Yeah, what's it say? So you can always buy what's trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah. Were you going to get a tattoo? You didn't do it.
Someone's trying to kill you. You can buy a piece of it.
Well, you were going to get a tattoo?
No.
You should get a tattoo that says 1% because you're a member of it. Of the 1%.
I wish.
You were going to get a tattoo.
I would love to be a 1%.
You were going to get a tattoo, though, weren't you? Are you going to get one still?
I don't know.
I'm
going to
get one.
I'm
going to get one.
It's been too long.
Your heart's not broken anymore.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Kim Kardashian has a great quote about tattoos.
What's her quote?
I mean, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
yeah, all right.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, well, but you're not a Bentley.
Yeah.
How dare you?
You're like a Volkswagen.
You're a Kia Sportage.
Yeah. A Sorento.
Kia Sorento.
They should put that saying, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, then put that on a bumper sticker and then put it on a Bentley.
You put a bumper sticker on a Bentley, and they'll kill you.
Or get that tattooed on you. That saying tattooed on you.
On your ass. Make it look like a bumper sticker.
Oh, my goodness. Did you say I'm a Kia Sportage?
That's a car, right? Kia makes it Sportage?
Totally is a car.
How dare you.
It was probably they probably showed us a commercial for it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like Matt's. If anything, I'm a Volkswagen.
Yeah, exactly. He's efficient and white.
Yeah, and I'm tricking everybody and killing the environment.
Exactly.
Hey, look, you know what? The Kia Sportage, not a bad-looking vehicle. It's not bad.
That sounds like something
The Kia? It's a fine car.
Yeah, it's a fine. That's what they say. Kia, it's a fine car.
Kia, killed in action. That's what it stands for.
KIA.
It's a fine car.
Yeah, no Volkswagen. Yeah, you missed Ari. We had Ari on last week. That was a good episode. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. Ari came in and gave us some tips. You got any hot tips for us this week? You come back from Indiana or Detroit with any knowledge?
I mean, besides the Shake Shack going up, Shake Shack.
TXT.
Shake Shack. And
Jitterbug.
Yeah, I mean, I was just out there just watching this mini crash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were out of town during the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people out there don't care about it, did they? They didn't even care. Nobody even cared.
No, I heard some fam, like there's a couple of dads, there's like a family sitting behind me at a Big Boy restaurant.
Not one of these...
You know,
a Big Boy restaurant.
It's a Big Boy restaurant. No, it's a restaurant. Big Boys.
I know.
It's called Big Boys.
I know.
Elias Brothers. It was a Big Boy restaurant. I could order off the adult menu.
They gave me my own chair. It's a Big Boy restaurant.
Anyways, and the kid was like yapping, you know, like next to my head.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, kids be yapping.
But I could. The two dad guys were just talking about, yeah, I've heard about this Vicks, and then they're trying to explain the Vicks to each other. And I was like, you dumb goobers. You know, I didn't say nothing.
Like, I learned about this 2 weeks ago.
You country bumpkins.
Like, it's volatility, you know, but yeah. I didn't say anything. I just eavesdropped, and they're like, yeah, I guess because of, like, the volatileness you can put money into.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what's going on. It's like, you fly over state.
Yeah.
Dumb idiots.
They just start choking.
You don't even know. I was so surprised. I was wondering, like, volatility? Can you say it?
And they start choking on their burger and you left.
Yeah, I hit them with my New York hand. Give them a little back slap.
Yeah, ran over your Kia.
They shake their kid. Like, I'm from the coast.
I'm your dad now.
I'm elite. Now how much is left on this gift card?
Exactly.
I'm from the coast. I'm a one percenter.
Do you guys take Buffalo Wild Wing gift cards? No, no, sir. No, we do not. Well, I'm leaving.
But that was the extent. Yeah, he's, you know, people don't sniff Wall Street out there. They're sniffing Main Street. Like, how do I invest in Dean's Diner?
You
know, they're not thinking about, you know, Denny's.
I don't know. I invested in my bodega down the block. I'm a shareholder. I told them, you guys got you're running out of chocolate ice cream. I like chocolate ice cream. Buy more, and they did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was like, come on, what are you doing? You know, you're my man. I'm your man. I'm not buying any ice cream except for this kind, Häagen-Dazs chocolate. Invest in that.
See?
It's good.
That's you're applying my principle.
What?
It's you.
If they're fucking you.
It was a company that you wanted a thing, so you talked to them, and it, well, no, you didn't. Then you said you invested in them, but you didn't really invest
in them.
See,
I
yeah.
Just give them
if you would have invested in that bodega, and then you're like, I want some chocolate ice cream now, and then they gave it to you, that would have been a full circle of my idea. But he just kindly asked.
Yeah, I just kindly. I was like, "Hey, man, you gotta order more Häagen-Dazs. You're out. I don't want."
Are we off the rails, Eric?
No, we're on the rails.
No,
you're shaking your head like we're off the rails.
This is a good episode. I'm having a good time.
I'll get off the rails again. We were off the rails for a minute.
Yeah, we went off the rails.
I'll do it again.
He's not afraid.
What was it that we were talking about that got us off the rails?
I don't know. I was on my way here.
Matt really doesn't want to talk about it.
I do not want to talk about it. It's all that's been around. People don't listen to this podcast to hear about the shootings that have taken place.
No, it's, yeah.
This is supposed to be a fun podcast, a break from the reality of life that is terrible.
Well, no, but the market, you know, is related to that. Like Eric said,
but it's not all about
has
the market.
Up.
And also, it's like there are other
parts.
I
regret bringing it up. I should have known that Jeff was going to go in this direction. I should have known.
You started it.
It's my own goddamn fault.
There is so much to talk about in finance. We could just skip over that. No one's going to be like, I can't believe they didn't address the shooting. These three straight white guys that don't know shit about shit,
somebody
didn't address the shooting.
Somebody hit some stock.
Well, we didn't talk about that. We didn't bring it up to talk about the shooting. We just mentioned the stock.
Stocks, dude. That's what we talk about. Corporate, you want another one? You want me to change the subject for you?
Yeah, please.
I'll change the subject for you. And I'll take you to a Big Boy restaurant.
All right. I'm going to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
My God. You got to take her to a Buffalo Wild Wings afterwards. And I get to come.
No, nobody comes.
Oh, boy. But corporate America, they are getting behind the immigration bill. Corporate America is starting to.
What? How?
They want, because, you know, they're like, this, with the whole part of them, they're like, yeah, just bring people over here. We need workers. They're running out of workers.
Oh, when you said that, I thought it meant that they were trying to, like, keep immigrants out. They're trying to bring people in.
No, they're getting behind it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. You should.
Which corporations?
If lazy, oh, yeah.
Which corporations is a coalition of Facebook, IBM, Microsoft, Marriott. Mm-hmm. You know, and they are
big names.
Yeah, and they're on board with a common sense immigration bill. Because there's a lot of
A lot of bullshit.
We're running out of, you know, people to do some of these jobs.
Right, and people are like, they're taking our American jobs. It's like, some of these American people are so lazy, they don't want to do them. So give them to somebody that will do them.
Yeah, the people are like, they're taking your jobs. Like, we'll go work at a... Do you want to go clean a room at a Best Western? It's open. They're hiring. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't want that one. It's like, well, then shut the hell up.
Yeah, and it's also people that are like, I wanted to be an accountant, and this guy took my job. It's like, well, be a better accountant. Be better. So, if you want to get a job, be better than the person that got it.
You know what would be funny is after listening to Matt's take on that, if we replaced him next week with an immigrant.
That would be funny. Oh, man. What a good bit that would be. We'll have to get Tito Garza back on.
Tito.
Shout out to Tito.
But, it's Facebook, IBM, Microsoft. So there's your tech industry.
Tech industry
uses a lot of immigration.
I say invest in them. Invest in companies that are doing good things.
I agree. Absolutely. That's a very good way.
Ethical companies.
Facebook, the ethical company Facebook.
You know when I said it, it didn't sound right.
Well, there were some in there that I'm sure are.
Oh, thanks Facebook for being such a good ethical company.
Mark Zuckerberg
turning your nose to Russians, making us brainwashed idiots.
Mark Zuckerberg, the compass of morality in the world we are living.
Yeah, it's
say all you want. He's listening.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's listening. My phone's right here, isn't it?
Yeah, he knows what we're talking about.
But see, it's tech and so far the list is Facebook, IBM, Microsoft, you know, three tech, and then the Marriott,
a hotel.
So you're like, yeah, tech, immigration, sure. And then like Marriott's like,
they're like, get out of here, Marriott. Yeah. Come on,
we use immigrants.
We believe this is a good idea. Now get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, Marriott. I mean, Marriott's pretty obvious. We are all right, cleaning people. We all know it.
Who will clean these rooms? Have you ever? No, never mind. I'm not saying that.
What were you gonna say?
I've never. Never mind. I'm not saying it. You can't trick me. I won't be had.
What?
I'm not gonna say it. It's one of those things where I was like, I thought it, and then I was gonna say it, and now I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
all
out.
Right. He's out.
I was on the way here on the train, and a guy got on the train, and he goes, "I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. I'm not homeless. I'm just trying to buy a bag of weed. Can I have some money for a bag of weed?" And that made me laugh really hard, so I wanted to share that with you guys.
Did you give him money?
No, I didn't give him money. I'm trying to buy a bag of weed too, motherfucker.
All right, well, maybe you could afford weed if you weren't buying shoes every goddamn
day. Yeah, you're buying all these shoes right now.
No, man, I love to get stoned and walk around in my fucking cool-ass shoes to a babe on each arm.
Oh, boy.
Go to see a movie.
All right, well, that seems like a good place to end it. I meant the podcast in general. Goodbye.
Yeah, are you going to kill yourself? I thought that's what that meant.
Are we ending it?
Yeah, we might as well. We're 34 minutes in.
Yeah, we gotta
by the time
up.
We cut out all this crap we had said.
No, we're
not going to cut any of it out.
Let me just read a quote from Chuck Grassley.
Who is Chuck Grassley? I thought that the quote about the Bentley and the bumper sticker was Chuck Grassley.
Yeah, you can't just say Chuck Grassley. You got to let us know who Chuck Grassley is.
Yeah. Chuck Grassley thinks.
You can't just quote a random guy. If I don't know who this man is, the quote means nothing.
He thinks they have a chance of getting 60 votes once folks realize that...
Who was Chuck Grassley?
Yeah. That these company proposals are they're serious. So,
who is Chuck Grassley?
If you want to know who Chuck Grassley is and listen to the pod, Google Chuck Grassley.
Email us in.
Is he the dude that was at the restaurant that you just overheard?
No, he's a senator from Iowa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that, all right. Yeah, I've heard of his name. Yeah.
Oh, see, now you know Chuck Grassley. I'm saying Chuck over here. You're like, who?
The Chuck Grassley.
Well, yeah, it's not old Chuck Grassley. You know him.
Yeah, the guy that's...
You grew up together.
Oh, wait. Oh, just to kind of circle back about funny names. In that Volkswagen thing, one of the guy's names was Frank German. Come on. Are you kidding?
Frank German?
They were like, the guy's name was Frank German.
That's fine.
It's hilarious. You can't have a German guy that works for Volkswagen whose name is Frank German.
That's fine.
That sounds like a made-up guy.
Why don't you make fun of America Ferrera while you're at it? There you go, huh?
They just made up a guy for the show. We're like, oh, we need a fake analyst. I'm like, well, what are we going to call him? Like, Frank German. Like, beautiful. Take it. Oh, hi, I'm Frank German. I work for Volkswagen.
Keep going.
Well, that's it. I'm out. That's it.
Keep being Frank.
Well, I'm sorry. It's no Frank Grassley.
Chuck Grassley.
Chuck Grassley. My bad.
Eric went to high school with him.
Yeah. He used to say, if there's Grassley on the field, play ball.
Oh, Jesus, Chuck.
Jesus. Yeah,
he was not a good man.
Jesus, Chuck. All right. Well, Monocle's ready to wrap it up. You got anything you want to end on?
Anything?
I think you've had your time with Chuck Grassley. Mm-hmm. What about you,
I got my Chuck Grassley quote in.
I'm going to be in the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival. If you're listening to this and you're in San Luis Obispo, you're probably not. But if you are, come see me at the San Luis Obispo Comedy Festival at the end of this month.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying it again.
San
Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, it's in California.
It's a place.
It's a place.
That's the name of the place, San Luis Obispo?
It's the city.
That's the name of the city.
Man, I'd have a hard time with that every day.
Well, they probably call it SLO.
Yeah, I'd have to shorten it or something.
Yeah, they do shorten it.
Yeah.
To SLO.
Where are you heading? Back to San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo. It's not hard to say.
I have a hard time with that.
Well, you got a retarded tongue.
California.
Yeah, California.
Where at?
I grew up in San Luis Obispo. San Luis Obispo?
Nope. San Luis Obispo. I think it is. I don't know. I don't live there. I don't care how you say it. I'm just going there to do some shows and then leaving.
Yeah, I'm tongue-tied.
I got stung by a bee.
I'm tongue-tied.
I bit my tongue.
My tongue's all swollen. I live in San Luis Obispo.
We're having fun. This has really gone off. So come see me there. Email us at homemybread@gmail.com. We got a couple good emails. I love getting your emails. So please email us. Leave us a review on iTunes. Download the podcast. I did a show at Caroline's tonight, and it was a good show. And then I was leaving, and Cumtown, very good podcast, very popular. Sold out show, sold out live podcast for Cumtown. So let's get to that level. Let's really get up there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah. That's what Carolyn said. One of the bookers was like, maybe one day you'll have a podcast here at Caroline's. And I said, probably not. So email us, holdmybread@gmail.com.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, bye.
Peace out.